Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Business Insider did a little research today on Tom Brady, or recently, on Tom Brady. And Rob, they estimated that Brady, for all the years in New England where he took, you know, less money, had his contract restructured, took far below market value over his 20 years in New England, that he left somewhere between $60 and $100 million on the table to play in New England. Now, I got my own thoughts on this, which I'm sure you have some idea of, but I want yours. Did Tom Brady make a mistake by leaving $60 to $100 million on the table? And let's just assume that meant he would have been elsewhere. He would have gone somewhere else and, you know, played somewhere else and made more money, but not been in New England. What's your thoughts?
Of course he made a mistake. I've been saying it forever. Tom Brady should wear the NFL dunce cap for leaving that kind of money on the table. And you know what? You can poo-poo it and talk about, oh, well, what's the difference between another $60 or $100 million? There's a huge difference. And that's why at the end, Tom Brady decided he all of a sudden wants to get paid because he realized how dumb it was. It was a dumb thing. And not only that, he also hurt his brethren. And I'm talking about the other players in the NFL who owners used as an example. Look what Tom Brady's doing. He's taking less. He's about the team. That never should have happened. Nobody's asking for Tom to break the bank. But Tom Brady should have, Chris, gotten what his value was. And that way, he doesn't have to go to Tampa Bay and wear that ugly uniform for 2 years because all of a sudden, Tom wants to get paid like he feels he should. He made a mistake. You should never do that. Nobody's saying that it's a foregone conclusion, Chris, that he would have had to go somewhere else. Maybe they would have cut somebody, some other star. Maybe they would have done something else. It's their job to figure that out. That's not your job. What is the budget? You got to make it all work, and you got to figure it out. I believe if Peyton Manning didn't get hurt, he would have still been there. He would have been there. And I think that when he got hurt, it made it easier for them to move on from him. But all I'm saying is Tom should never take a hometown discount. It always winds up biting you in the butt at the end when you feel like, I did all this sacrifice. I did everything they asked me to do. I was the team player. I was a team guy. And at the end, they said, oh, thanks. And we don't even offer you a contract after you gave up 20 years of your life, sent them to the Super Bowl 9 times, did everything they asked, and you still had to hit the door, had to hit you in the ass on the way out. So Tom Brady, again, the biggest NFL dunce going. You can't leave that kind of money on the table.
Wow. First of all, I happen to like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniforms. The
ugly,
orange, the red, the gray,
ugly,
whatever the colors are, brown,
pewter,
whatever it is.
Pewter.
In there. The pewter, is that what it is? Their uniforms aren't that bad. You've been giving them a bad rap. The orange, the pops, what was it? Creamsicle and white uniforms. They were okay. That's number one. Secondly, stop it. How in the world are you going to say Tom Brady made a mistake when he's got 6 rings and he's rich beyond his wildest dreams as it is? He's still Rob Parker for all the discounts. He still has made more money in his career than Eli Manning, than Peyton Manning, than Aaron Rodgers, than every other quarterback who's ever played the game except Drew Brees. Every single one of them. And Brees just is a $9 million ahead of him. Tom Brady's made, like, with his new contract that's $50 million guaranteed, $285 million over his career. I get $60 million, $100 million. Yeah, that's nice. But Tom Brady has more money than he could ever spend. Not to mention his wife, who was the highest paid model in the world from 2002 to 2017. So he's got money to burn. He's got money that his kids and their kids and their kids won't be able to spend away. And my thing is, I am assuming if he had not been willing to play for less, to do what he did, he would not be in New England and he would not have six rings. So I ask you, Rob, would you rather be the second highest paid quarterback of all time and have six championship rings and be viewed as the GOAT? Even though in a vacuum, we could put Peyton ahead of him. We could put Aaron Rodgers ahead of him. We could put Dan Marino ahead of him. We could go on and get several guys that in a vacuum, we might put ahead of Tom Brady. But because of his great accomplishments, because of his winning, he is recognized widely as the GOAT. And he's the second highest paid quarterback of all time. There's no way he made a mistake. And your other point about he hurt his brethren. No, he didn't, because no one else was doing that. It didn't hurt Matt Stafford because he ended up being the highest paid quarterback at one point and getting more than Brady. It didn't hurt Jimmy Garoppolo, who was his own teammate. They could have easily said to him, hey, I mean, you just sat behind Tom Brady and you saw what taking less money did for him. Why don't you do it? It didn't hurt him. Russell Wilson, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff. We could go on and on.
Ask Dak Prescott if Tom Brady did hurt him. Ask Dak Prescott.
We can ask Dak, but I just gave you a litany of names.
I'm giving you Dak Prescott that they want him to take less.
I don't think that's hurt Dak.
Yes,
I mean, that's speculation. I don't even want to get into Dak right now. But my point is, Tom Brady did the right thing because he ended up having the greatest he's viewed as the greatest football player ever. I don't believe that. I believe he's the greatest quarterback, not the greatest football player, but many people say the greatest football player. What other legacy could you want on top of $300 million? I mean,
but
come on.
That has nothing to do with financial, and this is
it
the
does,
reason.
It does, because maybe
this is the
he
reason
wouldn't
you're
win
talking out,
without
out of
that
both
money.
But you're talking out of both sides of your mouth, and you won't even acknowledge that Tom Brady left all that money, I mean, almost $100 million, Chris, to just act like it doesn't matter. If money didn't matter to Tom Brady, he wouldn't have to get the $50 million in Tampa. He could have said, I'm rich, my wife's rich, we got more money than God. We can just stay in New England, play a couple more years. How much you want me to sign? How much will this help the team? Let's go
respect
out and get some other players. No,
it doesn't
Chris,
have to be breaking the
money
bank.
Doesn't
hold on,
matter.
It doesn't have to. No, it doesn't have to be breaking the bank and getting every last dime or playing for the league minimum.
Chris, the story out of Boston says that this was about money. You discount that or not? I'm asking.
So you think Tom Brady would be happier being the highest? He's already second highest paid. Being the highest paid quarterback ever, but have maybe one championship, maybe
but
three
you don't
championships
know that.
Instead
That's
of
you
six.
Just throwing
I'm
that
asking
out there.
You.
No,
I'm you asking
just,
you.
No, early on when he won three out of four, it was when he was still a young player, not making that much money.
Right.
So that's
so
not
let's
the
say
issue.
He had three,
so
he
would have already
three
had
rings.
Three. That,
let's
that's
say
good
he had
enough.
Those three rings.
That's good enough.
But no more.
That's good enough.
He wouldn't be recognized as the GOAT.
I would take that, and I would
close.
Take the extra $100 million that he left on the table. All I'm saying is you can't have it both
I'd
ways.
I'd rather have six and $285 million
I'd rather
three
have three
and
$385 million. How
he
about
wouldn't
that?
Be recognized as the GOAT. He wouldn't be recognized as the GOAT.
He
and
ain't
now
recognized
he
by the GOAT
he
by
everybody
now.
But
not by
you.
Everybody.
Everybody but you.
You wish. You wishful thinking.
He is. Who else doesn't see him as the GOAT?
Tom Brady.
Joe Montana?
Tom Brady should sit in the corner with the dunce cap on.
Who else doesn't see him as the
GOAT? He made a mistake, and he realized it too late.
He didn't make a mistake at all.
That's why he ran to Tampa.
Michael Jordan didn't make more money than anybody, and he's recognized as the GOAT. Brady got more money than his kids.
But people weren't making that kind of money in the NBA at that time when Michael Jordan was making $4
million. Jordan wasn't even the highest paid player on his team.
I get that.
Through four of his championships.
What I'm talking about, not to never be, never in 20 years, be the top-paid quarterback.
He's the second-highest-paid quarterback of all time. How can he be playing for pennies?
He was never paid as a top quarterback in football.
Fine, but he's got six rings. And don't tell me, if he was so good, he could have went somewhere else and won it. Aaron Rodgers is as good as they get. One ring. Peyton Manning was as good as they get. Two rings. Tom Brady was in the, he did the right thing.
It had
six
nothing
rings,
to do with him taking
legacy.
Less money.
It
terrible.
Did.
I'm telling you, financially.
And he's still the second highest paid quarterback of all time.
If you want to talk about.
If you can convince me, Rob, that he could have gotten, been the highest paid quarterback and still won six Super Bowls, I'm all with you. I'm totally with you. Get your money and win.
You can't convince me that it's not.
Looking back, I would take the six rings and a little bit less money.
He admitted he made a mistake when he went after the money grab at the end. Because if it wasn't about money, it would be about tradition.
It wasn't a full money grab. Why didn't he want to be the highest paid guy?
It was a money grab.
He said he's getting $25 million a year. That's not a money grab.
Yes, it is. At age 43?
That's nothing for a top quarterback.
At age 43? Stop it, Chris.
No, it's nothing. He could have tried. He got a resume enough. He could have been like,
and it's more than the Patriots were offering. So if he's such a top quarterback, they would have paid him that money if he was still that guy.
Tampa Bay thinks he's a top quarterback.
Tampa Bay paid the bad team tax. They haven't made the playoffs in a baker's dozen years, or maybe 12.
How about just a regular dozen?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Ben, welcome to The Odd Couple.
What's happening?
It's Rob. How you doing?
We are great, man.
Doing
how
good.
Are you? How's your family? You guys safe? Everything's good?
We are well, thank you. Actually, today we got a surprise snowstorm here in Boston, so we went outside and made about five snowmen, came out of nowhere. but, with it being March and being stuck inside with Corona, of course it's going to snow, in March.
Right,
so.
Yep. right. Well, there is enough snow to build snowmen. Wow.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I'm sure the kids wanted to just get out a little bit and get some fresh air.
Oh, definitely. We were all out there. They like to attack me in the snowball fights, but, that's part of the fun.
You can't win that. Don't you have – is it seven children now?
I got seven, but two of them aren't walking yet, so I just got to deal with five right now. And they keep getting stronger and taller as I get older and weaker.
You got to keep going. You need three more to get two basketball teams. You need three more.
Well, we got a basketball team, man. We got two subs, so I think we're good.
You can roll to the park ready.
That's right.
Ben, look, we obviously want to get into some of the talk with Tom Brady leaving the Patriots. But before we go there, you were on the executive committee for the union. Let me ask you, while you played, did you think, obviously the players voted to accept the collective bargaining agreement as it was presented by the owners, a week or two ago. Did you agree with that? Did you think the players made the right call, or were you wanting them to hold out for a different deal?
Well, I think collectively our players always make the right call, and I'm going to stand behind them. This bargaining process has been a long, arduous, lengthy one. One that started a couple years ago and has culminated in what the deal was, kind of the best offer both sides could get together. What I've realized, being in some of those bargaining sessions with ownership and their lawyers, is just that there's a lot of back and forth, and there's a lot that we want that we just weren't able to get, a lot of that they wanted that they weren't able to get from us. And the frustrating thing is you have this list of all your desires that you get from the membership as well as from our team. And then you come back and you get to the final gun and it's like, well, where's all the stuff that we really wanted? Well, it's a long process. And so one thing I am proud of, though, is I'm proud of the engagement that we had. We had our NFLPA board meetings a couple weeks ago in Miami where we discussed in length all of the CBA, all the different sections, and the men were asking questions. We were making phone calls with the other players that weren't there. People were really engaged. And so, you know, this is a deal that gives us football, you know, for the next several years. It's not perfect by any means. The executive committee was split on our vote. The board was split on their vote. You know, some of the highlights, you know, the 17 games was tough, was something that I didn't agree with. And, you know, I made that known from the get-go. But there were other things that were good in the deal. So, you know, I'm proud of what we've done. I appreciate the NFLPA leadership with DeMar Smith. I appreciate all the guys who were involved. And while it's not perfect, I think that a lot of players will benefit from the deal.
Ben, I'm disappointed in the NFL's Players Association for a number of reasons, and I have been for years, especially when it comes to health care and stuff to take care of players at more than 5 years after they've out of the game. And the contract didn't even expire till next year, so I didn't understand the rush to get another deal done. And here's the other thing. Like, 500 players did not vote? How did 500 players not vote for this?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask those players. But I will say, Rob, that we did have a lot of involvement. We had a lot of involvement and really in-depth involvement from the guys that were. Look, you're always going to have guys that are in and out of the league, guys that may have been on the roster that really may not be on one next year. And then you have some guys, frankly, that may not have cared. I mean, that happens in our general elections. That happens when we talk about politics in any organization. That's what it's going to be. So there are always going to be some guys there. As far as the health care goes, look, I get it. I'm going to be 40 years old this year, played in the league 16 years, have had several injuries, including head injuries. I'd love to have health care all the way until I'm done. But what we found is that although it's 5 years, a lot of players do garner health care from subsequent jobs that they have. And a lot of them are covered for medical. We do have medical that's covered with workers' comps and those types of things. And so we do have health care. Can it be better? I agree with you 100%. Sure, it could be.
Ben Watson joining the iCouple. Ben, let's move to football. You had two different stints with the Patriots. One you just ended this past season. Talk to us about what you saw in the relationship with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in your first stint, which was from 2004 to 2009, and then this past year, which was your last stint with them. Was it different? You know, what'd you see in that relationship?
Well, the relationship, really, my relationship, I would say, with Tom was different this time than it was the first time. I felt like I got to know him better in this 1 year than I did in the previous 6 years when I was here before. I think part of the reason was because we were the old guys on the team, so they put us next to us in our lockers. and so we just kind of hung out. We talked a lot about life and about a bunch of other things that had nothing to do with football. As far as his relationship with Bill, it didn't seem much different to me. When I was there the first time, they were never the two guys that I thought would be hanging out, having a beer together, you know, going over each other's house. That's just not how they seem to me. I've been around a lot of quarterback, head coach duos that have different types of relationships. Some of them seemingly a lot closer than Bill and Tom. That being said, they've obviously had a working relationship that has worked tremendously and won a lot of championships. So they're very successful together. And I think that there's a mutual respect, even if there's not the go hang out, lovey-dovey type of brotherhood that you may see from a lot of other guys who have been together for that long.
Ben, I always said I could just see the writing was on the wall. I never believed that they wanted him back. I thought Bill Belichick probably finally got a little more power because Tom Brady was hell-bent on 2 years guaranteed and you know, some big money, even at age 43, which he'll be this coming season. Did you look at it that way? Because I don't even think there's two reports. One, that they didn't even offer him a deal, and they let him go out to go find what your value is on the market. And then the other one was they only offered him a one-year deal with a pay cut. So were you? Could you see? Did you know we were going here? That Tom Brady would move on, or the Patriots wouldn't want him?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the deals were. No one has told me that. I would say, however, that you know during the year we knew that he was going to be a free agent. Usually, these types of deals happen. You know, if a guy of that caliber is going to stay with their club, it usually happens a little bit earlier. But that being said, you know, it's all going to end for everybody at some point. I don't think, you know, you talk about the writing on the wall. You know, the guy's been there 20 years, so you know, at some point, he's going to leave either from retirement or from a decrease in his abilities, or they just want to go younger. So as far as him leaving, we honestly didn't know. I didn't know either way. I thought that there was definitely a possibility that he would leave, although it's really strange to see him in another jersey. And I thought that there was definitely a possibility that he would stay for all the reasons that we mentioned, the fact that he's been there 20 years, he's won 6 championships, his family's there, all those sorts of things. So we talked about it, but I didn't know either way.
Ben, we got about a minute left. How will Tom Brady change the culture? I read a lot. He's going to change the culture in Tampa Bay in that locker room. How will he do it, and, you know, what is it about him that'll enable him to do that?
He is, you know, I remember playing with him for obviously 7 years, and the one thing I noticed really in my first stint very much so is we never thought we would lose a game with him. You have a supreme confidence that even if you're down by 2 touchdowns with 3 minutes left, he's going to help you find a way to win. And not only is he going to make a play, everybody around him is going to want to make a play because there's a certain level of expectations when you take the field with a guy like Tom Brady. And that's what he's going to change for Tampa. There's going to be an expectation that, you know, we go out here, we're going to win. We're going to have a chance to win. And maybe you will, maybe you won't. But as you know, a lot of football is confidence. A lot of it is X's and O's, but a lot of it is just having the confidence that you're going to make a play and you'll be able to outlast the other team. Tampa has great coaches. They've obviously got a roster that is loaded, you know, when it comes offensively as well as defensively. They're very competitive. But in that division, you've got other teams that are competitive, namely one called the Saints that's led by a guy named Drew Brees that is very comparable to a Tom Brady. And so I think for them, it's definitely going to raise everybody's expectations, not only of themselves, but of themselves collectively when they go out and play every Sunday.
That's Ben Watson, folks. Thanks a lot, Ben. We appreciate
yes,
it.
Appreciate
and
it.
You and your family, be safe, man.
That's right.
Anytime. Y'all do the same, all right?
Thank you. All right, brother.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Some guy who might be it, he won't even be in the position you're talking about, but Jarrett Stidham. Devin McCourty, the great defensive back for the Patriots, was on the Double Coverage podcast. And he just praised Devin McCourty to no end, making him sound like, hey, we're going to be just fine without Tom Brady. We do have sound. Let's go.
I love his poise. Steady out there. Like, I would be faking a blitz sometimes, and we make eye contact, and he'd just start smiling and laughing. To me, there was weeks where, like, he was just on point. And those were some of our best weeks as a defense, mainly because Steady ate us up in practice leading up to the game and I think put more pressure on us. So, I really admire just how hard he works. I've gotten to know him off the field as well. He's a really good guy. Young guy, but very mature. He's married, does all the good things. So, you know, I think the Stidhams are going to be in New England for a long time.
All right, Rob, you buying Stiddy, as
I'm
he called
I'm not buying
him,
that at all. Because Brian Hoyer might be the starting quarterback when it's all said and done.
I think it'll start off as Stidham.
No, but I might be in camp, right. But that doesn't mean he's going to win the job. All I'm saying is, that's an over-the-top evaluation of a guy who nobody really knows, and I can't put any stock into that. If he would have trashed the guy, then that's news. You know what I mean? But
right.
I can't.
You know he's going to say. Yeah, he's
what are you going to say exactly? Right. That's the guy you got to play with. That's where your hopes lie. They don't see them going out and getting anybody else. So what else is he supposed to say?
Right.
So I just stories like that don't do anything for me. And I'm not saying. It could be this. It could be what he believes, but I expect that from a teammate.
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously none of us know. Maybe Stidham is nice. You know what I mean? We don't know. We just got to wait and see. There's no way we can project that he's going to be, you know, this really good quarterback in the, you know, following the footsteps. Not as good, obviously, as Brady, but maybe following the footsteps of Garoppolo. We can't predict that. We just have to wait and see. What's interesting, though, is Deshaun Watson. There are some odds that actually have him, and we know the situation in Houston, that, you know, DeAndre Hopkins was traded away. He was obviously Watson's favorite receiver. They had a great connection, and it seemed like a good relationship. And Rob G, I'm going to ask you to read the tweet that Deshaun Watson put out, or I don't know if it was Twitter or Instagram, but that he after the trade, he quoted Drake in one of Drake's songs. And people are, I think rightly, viewing it as Deshaun Watson's got some questions and some concerns and maybe some anger about what's going on in Houston.
That's right, Chris. And actually, what makes it even worse is it's not like he did it immediately after the trade where it was kind of very emotional. He let it breathe for a few days and then put this tweet out. It's lyrics from Drake's song, Emotionless. Here's the tweet. I don't know how I'm going to make it out of here clean. Can't even keep track of who plays for the other team. Iconic duos rip and split at the seams, end quote.
Mm. Well, that being the case, Rob Parker, there are some who have put the odds of the Patriots starting quarterback in 2021, not this year, but next, you know, a season from now, as Deshaun Watson. And I'll say this, if I'm Deshaun Watson, you and I talked about it last week, he should be bothered because Jadeveon Clowney is gone. DeAndre Hopkins is gone. What in the world are we doing? He's up for a contract extension this offseason. Don't take it. After this season, he'll obviously could get another, you know, get a new contract. I say what he does is, assuming Stidham doesn't play, you know, all that well in New England, he's not viewed as their franchise quarterback. He has his reps talk to New England. And if New England is willing to pay him what he deserves, top dollar, like highest paid right up there among quarterbacks, then if I were him, he should pull an NBA move, an NBA power move, and force his way to New England. Now, if New England's not going to pay him, then you can go somewhere else. But if they're willing to pay him the top dollar, then I think he should force his way there.
Stay away from New England. They don't pay people. They just sent Tom Brady packing. It would be the worst decision. Bill Belichick pays very few people up there. So many star players have been sent packing before they got their big bundle or their bag. I would not go there under any circumstance because of what they just did to Tom Brady for 20 years, and they never recognized him as that quarterback, the best quarterback in the league, and paid him accordingly. If I'm Deshaun Watson, no way, no how do I go up to New England and get clam chowder and park my car in Harvard Yard and all that other stuff. I'm not interested in the Patriots.
Now, what if you get, like I said, your reps talk to them and you make it clear what you got to get and they agree to it? What about that?
I just don't, I don't believe it.
You don't
believe
think that's gonna, if the they Patriots don't agree way, to it, no. I'm with you.
Okay. I think it would be hard to believe that.
I think he should, and some of these NFL players start making NBA-type power moves. Anthony Davis made a power move. Now, we know he was, you know, he came in a long line of players who'd done it before him. But Kawhi Leonard made a power move. You know, we talked about it with Ben Watson in the collective bargaining agreement. These owners aren't giving you anything. They'll cut you in a minute once you show a little bit of decline. There's no loyalty. And And so they need to start, if they're not going to be able to get the health care that we say they deserve, that they do deserve, they need to start making some of these power moves like the NBA players. I'm going to take control of my career and put it in my own hands. And Watson can do it. You can tell Houston, I'm not coming back. I wouldn't do it now. Play this season out. Don't sign a contract extension. Then next year when they want to sign you, look, I'm not coming back. Because y'all have screwed things up. Unless, you know, they have a great season and all that. But you can, and I want to go here. These are the teams I'll go to, just like the NBA players do. Power moves. You with it?
No, I'm not. I would
well,
stay away from
whether it's New England or not, power moves.
Well, I think I would just play this year out, and then I would determine what's going to be best for me. And he can do that after next year. I wouldn't make any hasty move or demand anything. I'd like to see how it plays out, what the plan is, right? You still have a draft to go through. What if they go and draft two talented wide receivers? I'm just throwing it out. I don't know.
I'm with you in that he shouldn't do it now. He shouldn't do it now. But if they have another disappointing season and New England is in the needs a franchise quarterback, I'm looking at going there. No question about it. Assuming, I'm with you on this, they better pay him the money. And if not, go somewhere else. But that's my feeling. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What do you guys think? Should Deshaun Watson try to use an NBA-style power move to force his way out of Houston next year, after this season? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.